This week, we're talking about different tips to either modify or progress your strength training exercises so that you can create a challenging workout at your current fitness level.
You're listening to the Intuitive Strength Podcast, and I'm your host, Bree Ogletree. I'm an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training and nutrition to build a body they love, but I'm also a strong believer in holistic wellness, which includes all aspects of your life. While this podcast is heavily focused on fitness and nutrition, we'll also dive into other topics that attribute to total wellness to include mental health, financial health, relationships, and stress management, to name a few. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome back to the show. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Bree Ogletree. I am an online fitness coach teaching women how to use strength training in order to reach their body goals long term so that they can go off and be their amazing selves in all other aspects of their lives. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel if you're watching on YouTube or the podcast, wherever you're listening to or watching this episode, so that you do not miss an episode. So if you're already following some sort of program, whether you are following an online program or you are working one-on-one with a trainer or you're doing your own thing in the gym, hopefully there is some type of way to work in both modifications and progressions for your strength training exercises, depending on what you need and where you're currently at in your fitness level. You may be really, really strong in some exercises and then may not be so strong in other exercises, which is completely normal. For me, for example, my strongest lifts are going to be my deadlift and any upper body pushing exercises. I'm really, really strong at upper body pushing, relatively speaking, right? But my weaker or my less strong exercises, I would say, are going to be my upper body pulling and my squatting. So those are my less strong lifts. So there's some things that I have to tweak, things I have to do to help me progress those exercises and get a little bit stronger. So when we're talking about progressions and modifications, that's what I want you to think about. There's just going to be some things that you're stronger at, and then some things that you're not as strong at, which is totally normal. Hopefully your plan that you're following does work in some of these ways that you can progress and some of the ways that you can modify depending on what your needs are. This is more challenging to find in group programs, especially on online programs that are catered to, you know, more than one person. It's just a general program that everyone follows. But there are some great programs out there that are very mindful of putting in these options for you so that you don't feel like you're stuck doing one particular version or one particular exercise for that workout. So hopefully you have a lot of options if you are following an online program or you're following a program at your gym. But I can tell you that there are a lot more online programs that are only going to have one option for you, which is unfortunate because everybody's kind of at a different place and fitness is an individualized journey. Do not eat my microphone. Stop. You sit right here. You're like half in the frame. That's fine. Okay, that's good. Good girl. So if your program isn't currently doing this, it's not currently helping you figure out ways to modify and progress when you need it, hopefully this episode is going to help you do that for yourself with your program. And if you're not following a program right now and you're looking for guidance on how to put a program together, you can definitely check out my free template. It's called Lifting Made Easy, and you can grab that at iscoaching.fit/lift. And that's just going to walk you through step by step how to put together a solid, effective strength training program. So the first thing is knowing when it's appropriate to modify and when it's appropriate to progress your exercises. So knowing when to modify your exercises is going to depend on a couple different things. It's going to depend on your fitness level, right? It's going to depend on your experience when it comes to that certain lift. It's going to depend on your form, how well you're able to perform that certain lift. So you may want to modify an exercise when you're new to an exercise. Maybe it's your first time doing that exercise, for example. Maybe you've tried the exercise before and you're finding that you can't get full range of motion, or it just doesn't feel right, or it feels extremely difficult to the point where you can barely complete a rep, if that. That would be when you would want to modify an exercise. So for example, a common example is a push-up, right? If you go to attempt a push-up, you can't really get full range of motion, and it's extremely difficult for you to press yourself back up into that starting plank position, right? That might be an instance when you want to modify an exercise. When you want to progress an exercise is when an exercise feels extremely easy to you, right? Or the weight selection that you chose is starting to feel pretty easy, right? With strength training, you want your weight selection to be somewhat challenging. You want to be able to complete the reps that you have prescribed, but you want to also continue challenging yourself as well. So that might be an instance when you want to progress the exercise as well. You may also want to progress in terms of difficulty when it comes to the variation of the exercise. Like for example, like back to the push-up example, if you have been, you've gotten really good at regular body weight push-ups, right? You might want to crank it up a notch and start doing something like a decline push-up or a weighted push-up, or including negatives in your push-up reps, right? So there's ways to progress your training to continue making your lifting more challenging. So that's probably not an all-inclusive list of why you would want to modify and why you would want to progress, right? But hopefully that helps you kind of pinpoint maybe where you're at in your journey when it comes to certain lifts, certain exercises, and making a judgment call there whether or not you want to progress or modify certain exercises. But generally though, if an exercise is extremely, extremely difficult for you or something that you cannot complete, obviously you're not going to want to do that version of that exercise and you're going to want to look for some type of modification. If it doesn't feel comfortable to you, so strength training in general is not comfortable, but if like it feels really off, like your body feels really off moving in a certain way, then you're going to want to look for a modification as well. Also, if you're in pain while you are lifting, right? We definitely don't want to be in pain. You're going to feel your muscles working, but there's a difference between muscular fatigue and then feeling pain, right? Pain is more of like usually going to be like a sharp sensation or something that's very, very unpleasant, right? To the point that feels like you're injured. So we definitely don't want that. And then when it comes to progression, you know, when you're able to go through the motions when it comes to your strength training, like if it feels super easy, then it's probably time to progress your training somehow. So let's get into some of the ways that you can progress or modify your strength training exercises. So the first one is probably the most obvious one. You can go lighter or you can go heavier. So if you're looking to modify, you can go lighter on your lifts, right? If something feels like, if you choose a weight selection that feels a bit too challenging, right? You can always go a little bit lighter. And then if you choose a weight selection that feels too easy, right? You can go a little bit heavier. And then you can also progress your weight selection as you go through your training program from week to week. So a good rule of thumb for increasing your weight selection as you go through your program is about 2.5 to 5 pounds for upper body exercises and then 5 to 10 pounds for lower body exercises from week to week. Now you're probably not going to be able to do that every single week for weeks on end. There's going to be a point where you're probably going to have to repeat the same weights that you use in the prior week. But new lifters can generally get away with this rule of thumb because they do experience a good amount of strength gains as they're starting their lifting journey, right? But as you've been in your lifting journey for a little bit, you'll see that, you know, this rule of thumb doesn't generally apply to a lot of your weeks of weightlifting, but it is something to keep in mind as well. And usually when you're training, you're using training weight versus like your absolute maxes, right? So as long as you're starting off your training month, I train in 4-week blocks, right? So you may train similarly. You're starting off with an appropriate weight to be able to progress your training as you go through those 4 weeks, then you should be able to somewhat follow that rule of thumb. Some weeks you just may not feel that great too, and that may require you to decrease the weight that you're using for your lifts. So that may be an instance or a situation where you want to modify your weight selection. And you can use the same rule of thumb as well. So if you go to lift a certain weight, it doesn't feel right for an upper body exercise, like a bench press, for example, maybe try taking off 2.5 to 5 pounds and seeing how that feels for your next set. The next thing you can do to either modify or progress your lifting exercises or your strength training exercises is going to be to increase or decrease the reps. So increasing your reps for progression is great for instances when you can't necessarily increase the weight, just like I just talked about. So if the next weight selection for an exercise, for example, is just a little bit too ambitious or too far from where you're currently at, you can just increase the amount of reps that you're doing by a rep or two in order to continue progressing in that lift. Similarly, if you have a weight selection that you find to be a little bit too challenging, or an exercise that you find a little bit too challenging at a certain amount of reps, you can also decrease the amount of reps that you're doing for that exercise. An exercise that comes to mind for this for me is pull-ups, right? So if you're training pull-ups or you're training to get your first pull-up, you may want to work in lower set numbers versus the rest of your lifts, for example, just because that exercise is going to be a lot more taxing than your other lifts. So if your other sets, like your squats, your deadlifts, maybe your bench press, for example, you're doing sets of 8, maybe your pull-ups, maybe you do have a bodyweight pull-up, but you're doing sets of 3, you're doing sets of 5 to train those pull-ups. That's a way that you can modify in terms of reps. The next tip is going to be to shorten the lever or the moment arm. Now, both of those terms are physics terms, but basically what it means is to shorten your body or to shorten the body part in order to make the exercise more accessible or to lengthen, if possible, your body in order to make the exercise more challenging. So an example of this, going back to the push-up, would be if you can't perform regular bodyweight push-ups, what you can do is do push-ups on your knees, right? So you are shortening that length from your torso to your feet, right? You're working on your knees, or you can lengthen. Another example that comes to mind is hanging leg raises, right? So a way to make this less challenging would be to bend your knees and do just the knee version of leg raises, right? Or you can make it more challenging by keeping your feet straight or keeping your legs straight. That's going to make it way more challenging to get your legs up. Another example that comes to mind is doing a TRX row. In order to make the TRX row more challenging, right, you are going to walk your feet closer to the anchor point, right? That's going to put you at more of a horizontal position in relation to the ground. And it's going to be harder for you to pull yourself towards those TRX straps or the suspension straps. If you walk your feet out away from the TRX anchor point, so where it's attached to the wall or the pull-up bar or whatever, that's the anchor point, you walk your feet away from there, it's going to make it easier to do that exercise because you are more at an angle, right? You're more upright, so you're pulling less of your body weight. So that's another way that you can play around with levers and moment arms. You don't need to know what those terms are. I barely know what those terms are, but that's another way to make exercises more or less challenging depending on where you're at. The next way you can modify or progress strength training exercises is to elevate your hands and or your feet. So this is going to, again, depend on the exercise that you're doing, but a way that you can modify push-ups, for example, another way that you can do that is by elevating and doing your push-ups on a surface. So you're still in that plank position, but you're performing your push-ups from, let's say, a bench or a box or maybe even the kitchen counter, right? You're at a much more angled position doing it that way than performing them on the floor. And that's a way to gradually progress and work down to the floor. You just find a lower and lower height to do your push-ups at, and then eventually you'll be able to do them on the floor. I actually prefer this way when it comes to training because you're still in that plank position when you're performing the exercise versus bending your knees, but you can still do bent knee push-ups as well. In terms of making an exercise or an example of making an exercise more challenging or progressing an exercise, you could perform a split squat, for example, by elevating your front foot. So by elevating your front foot on as little as like 2 inches to maybe 4 inches, that's going to increase the range of motion of that split squat. So it's going to make it more challenging. Even if you're using the same weight selection, the same dumbbell, same barbell, whatever, it's still going to make that exercise more challenging because now you've increased the range of motion. So just as long as you are getting low enough to take advantage of that elevated foot position, right, you are going to make that exercise more challenging. My last tip for modifying or progressing strength training exercises is to follow a progression. So for certain more complex, more technical exercises, you can actually follow a progression of exercises to where it's maybe just like a partial portion of that exercise, and then you slowly make it more challenging or work closer towards that actual exercise in terms of modifying and progressing. The exercises that come to mind for this are going to be a Turkish getup, something like a pull-up, or even kettlebell swing. Let's look at the Turkish getup, for example. There's a lot of moving parts when it comes to the Turkish getup. So sometimes breaking down that movement into specific sections and just working on those sections of those exercises is going to help you progress that exercise and eventually get to performing that specific exercise, right? So if you're brand new to Turkish getups, for example, you would maybe just start with the start on the floor and start with just like the sitting up portion. And then once you're comfortable with sitting up with the kettlebell in your hand, then we'll look at what that sweeping motion, sweeping into that lunge position looks like, or that triangle on the floor looks like holding the kettlebell. And then once you're comfortable there, we're going to look at lunging and standing up with the kettlebell, right? And then once we have all those pieces, we are eventually going to be able to do a full stand up with that Turkish get up, and then we'll work backwards. So one rep of a Turkish get up is standing up and then laying back down on the ground with the kettlebell suspended above you, right, in one arm. So just taking that full movement and breaking it down into steps so that you get practice at each stage, and then just slowly adding a little bit over time is just gonna help you progress that exercise. If you're already pretty proficient at Turkish get-ups, a way that you can progress even further is using one of those other ways that we discussed, or using different pieces of equipment to do Turkish get-ups. So a barbell, for example, is gonna be way more challenging to do a Turkish get-up than using a kettlebell, just because of the shape of the equipment, right? It's a lot harder to balance a barbell versus a kettlebell in doing a Turkish getup. So those are some ways that you can continue progressing that exercise further. The kettlebell swing and the pull-ups too, it's kind of a similar thing. You can either break it up in stages. So definitely with the kettlebell, you can break it up in stages and work on it that way to progress. With pull-ups, you can do, and I just talked about pull-ups a couple of episodes ago, so you could definitely go check that out. But you can use different variations of pull-ups to help you, you know, progress and get stronger in your actual body weight pull-up. So things like negatives, things like band-assisted pull-ups, even assistance machine pull-ups, things like holds, so ISO holds at the top of the pull-up or chin-up. Those are all things that you can use to continue progressing your pull-ups or to get to your first pull-up, right? So those are the many ways that you can progress and modify exercises. It's really gonna be different depending on what the exercise is in terms of like what your options are gonna be when it comes to progressing or modifying that exercise. But hopefully this episode gave you some ideas on what to do in order for your strength training program to meet you where you're currently at in your fitness level. There's always a way to modify or progress an exercise. When it comes to strength training, I think people think that only increasing the weight is your or decreasing the weight is your option when it comes to modifying or progressing, but there's a ton of different ways that you can modify and progress your strength along your strength training journey. If you found this video helpful, be sure to share it with a friend. If you're interested in getting started on your strength training journey, or you just need some accountability, my group coaching program, Lifting Confidence, is opening up very soon. So if you're interested in coaching, learning all the things about lifting, just getting more consistent with your lifting and your strength training journey, definitely join me inside the program. But if you would like to be notified about when that program is opening, you can sign up for the waitlist at iscoaching.fit/waitlist. All right, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're listening or watching, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.